Welcome to choosing a rehab facility.
Most nursing homes still only provide the traditional types of care and services, that is, caring for the elderly who are in need of long-term placement. These patients need skilled nursing care and services around the clock, or less nursing care but supervision and custodial care. But there are now nursing homes that provide a new level of care called subacute care. Subacute care involves a high degree of nursing care and therapy or rehabilitation. Many people are being discharged from the hospital much earlier, therefore they're much sicker. These persons are sometimes too sick to be discharged to home, so they go to nursing homes. Most of the care in these subacute care units is provided by registered nurses rather than licensed practical nurses because they are more highly trained. Although nursing homes usually provide therapy or rehab services such as physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, persons needing subacute care may require one or more of these types of therapy several times a day, 6 or 7 days a week. You might ask why these individuals who require such heavy nursing care or therapy aren't being kept in the hospital longer. For several years now, doctors and hospitals have been required to follow strict standards for discharging people from the hospital, depending on their diagnosis or illness. They're required to discharge the person as soon as possible if the care they need can be provided in a setting that's not as expensive as the hospital. Though nursing home care may be relatively expensive, it is much less expensive than hospital care and services. Most nursing homes that provide subacute care have designated or set aside a special unit to care for these types of patients. Here, the staff is trained to take care of sicker patients. There are a variety of diagnoses or illnesses that may require subacute care. These may range from recovery of major surgery or serious illness to recovery from an accident. The length of stay in the nursing home is often shorter than the traditional stay, usually only a few weeks to a few months, and the chances of improvement or recovery is usually good. Visitation in nursing homes is not as strict as that in the hospital, and you'd be able to not only visit, but, if you wish, participate in the care of your family member. If the goal for your family member is to go back home, it's necessary for them to function as independently as possible when they do return home. Recovery and rehabilitation in a nursing home may provide the necessary care that will allow them to do so. Besides helping them feel good about themselves, it also makes your job as a caregiver much easier. There's also a great deal of teaching that takes place in this type of setting, so you and your family member will be comfortable and knowledgeable about the care needed upon discharge to home. How will you know if your family member needs subacute care? Hospital discharge planners and the doctor will evaluate the patient's needs and chances of recovery and help determine if this type of care is necessary and appropriate.